Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone, let's bring in Brigadier General Robert S. Spalding, U.S. Air Force retired. He's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, focusing on U.S.-China relations. And General, you guys have to be taking a week off and celebrating, I think, since the NBA has stepped in it. This gives your book, The Stealth War, and people sleeping on this, all of a sudden, they're awake.
Oh, it was such a, I saw the tweet go out, and I was just amazed because it is such a great advertisement for the book. You know, it explains exactly, precisely what the book's about. It's the undue influence of the Chinese Communist Party on the American people without firing a shot. The ability to essentially suppress our freedoms because we voluntarily acquiesce to their whims.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to have to put out another volume. For listeners, you talk about a six-front war: the economy, military, diplomacy, technology, education, and infrastructure. And I'll say this, you know, for years we had the Cold War with the Russians and all that. I think the Chinese are a dual threat to here for a couple of reasons. One, they're into more stuff, and they take a longer view, I think, maybe than the Russians. In other words, this is going to be a century-long war with us. This isn't just overnight.
Well, yeah, and I think the other thing is quite frankly, even in our own government, we have a hard time dealing with the way that the Communist Party essentially carries out their own national security policy. You know, we're very focused on attacks like 9/11, but when somebody essentially takes one of our businesses or takes some technology or essentially insinuates themselves into our retirement funds, we're a lot less, willing to move on that. And in fact, I was reading an article today where, you know, somebody said, you know, the administration is stepping up its pressure on China by essentially blacklisting some of the companies like Hikvision that are responsible for aiding the suppression or the oppression of Uyghurs in Xinjiang by putting them in concentration camps. And it belies the fact that this is all in the national security strategy. It's part of what this administration has been doing since it came into office in terms of confronting China. It's a standard process, and you know, people just don't understand what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the particulars in your book, Stealth War. Retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spalding joining us on the Dom Show. Confucius Institutes, and I went back and looked that up, that the Chinese are placing these Confucius Institutes in universities across the United States. What are they and why are they doing that?
Well, so what they say is they are, you know, there to teach Americans Chinese and introduce them to Chinese culture and history. And in actuality, they're part of the Chinese Communist Party propaganda department. And their effort is essentially to suppress knowledge of true Chinese history and culture and actually to promote the Communist Party's agenda on university campuses. And so one of the ways they do that is essentially to harass students or teachers when they bring up issues that the Chinese Communist Party doesn't want, like what's going on in Hong Kong or Taiwan or Tibet, for example. But it's also used to, you know, essentially teach on our campuses the version of the truth that the Chinese Communist Party wants.
Well, General, to that point, you may have seen this. Mercedes-Benz, who you think wouldn't bend to anybody in the world, had to on their Instagram or something. they put out a car, and this last week, and they put out some quote from the Dalai Lama. They weren't putting it out there to say they stood with Hong Kong. It was just a quote from the Dalai Lama that fit that car experience, some kind of Zen or something. And the Chinese, essentially, according to a couple of business reports, made them apologize and take it out of there.
Oh, and, yeah, and the Germans are some of the worst. I mean, the entire German economy is so captured by China and the Chinese Communist Party that they'll do whatever they have to essentially keep selling cars into China. And so, and that's going on, quite frankly, all around the world, but the Germans in Europe are some of the worst, followed closely by the United States.
Okay, in your book now, Stealth War, do you talk about Hollywood? Because Hollywood and the messages that Hollywood might purvey, these have the subtlety, these have the things of reaching the American public. I'm asking that because a lot of these NBA guys didn't go to college. They speak out on stuff they don't know about. But when it comes to China, and it wasn't just the NBA directing them, General, their sense is, we love the Chinese. We love our fans. LeBron's in Shanghai over these next few days. So they get their messages about all this from Hollywood, I guess, and just fandom. They're not getting what the Chinese government's about.
Yeah, I did not focus on Hollywood. I think that's been, adequately portrayed out there. What I did tell the story about is Sasha Gong, who was essentially running the Mandarin section of the Voice of America and was fired because the Chinese Communist Party complained to the leadership of Voice of America. So this isn't MGM. This isn't the Motion Picture Association of America. This is an arm of the U.S. government. The Chinese Communist Party complained to the leadership of VOA because they were putting Miles Guo, who is the dissident billionaire living in New York, on the TV, and he was basically calling out all the corrupt things that the Chinese Communist Party leaders are doing. And so they called up, the embassy called up the leader, Amanda Bennett of the VOA, and she turned around and fired Sasha Gong. So, I mean, it's not just in Hollywood, what's going on in our government.
That the Voice of America, I mean, that used to be the real voice around the world. I mean, people here don't realize the power that had behind the Soviet Iron Curtain. So you do talk about not just outlining these problems and how insidious they are, but about winning against them. What are the ways? What are the soft points here? What needs to be done to win?
Well, first of all, we need to realize who we are as a people. And, the focus should be on our democratic principles, human rights, civil liberties, and rule of law. And what that looks like we trade, we do business, we do financial transactions only with nations that actually uphold those principles. So that's number one. Number two is to begin to defend our nation from globalization and internet. So, finance, investment, trade, media, like we just spoke about, all of these efforts there, the Chinese Communist Party and others have insinuated themselves in those institutions, and we need to begin to revamp those for a globalized world. And then the third is we need to invest in the country. We haven't, since the end of the Cold War, invested in infrastructure or $5 trillion in arrears, industrial base, in STEM education and research and development. All of those are at historic lows. We spend $800 billion on defense. We need to take a portion of that money and begin to invest it in the country. And when we do that, as we protect our economy and then invest in our economy, our people will be employed. They'll have good jobs with health benefits and retirement, and our economy will grow, and our science and technological proficiency will grow. And that's the whole point of the book, is we need to invest in ourselves, not just investing in weapons that we send abroad. Because quite frankly, what the Chinese Communist Party has done is, while we've been involved in the Middle East, they've been going after our heartland.
Absolutely. Well, General, congratulations on this. And I'm glad the NBA is giving us a bump to the very, very front pages. I think it will continue. Stealth War, from retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spaulding. Thanks for joining us today in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.